Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Former President Barack Obama will campaign on behalf of Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in the crucial swing state of Pennsylvania tonight. NPR's Asma Khalid reports the stop in Philadelphia comes less than 2 weeks before Election Day.
The coronavirus pandemic and concerns over public safety have limited the degree to which Democrats feel comfortable holding big traditional rallies. Today, Obama is hosting a drive-in car rally in Philadelphia, where he'll highlight the historic stakes of this election and emphasize the urgency of voting early. In 2016, Donald Trump narrowly won Pennsylvania, a first for a Republican presidential candidate since the 1980s. Biden himself is not campaigning today. He's meeting with advisors, preparing for the final presidential debate that's scheduled for tomorrow night. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
President Trump is continuing his campaign swing through several key states. He's scheduled to rally supporters tonight near Charlotte, North Carolina. The Justice Department says it's reached a more than $8 billion settlement with Purdue Pharma. Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen says the pharmaceutical giant has pleaded guilty to three federal criminal charges as part of the agreement.
In addition, the company has agreed to a $3.544 billion criminal fine and a $2 billion criminal forfeiture amount. Further, on top of those, to resolve its civil liability, Purdue Pharma has agreed to $2.8 billion in damages to the United States.
The OxyContin maker was accused of paying kickbacks to prescribers and pharmacies and has been widely accused of fueling the nation's opioid epidemic. Pope Francis is receiving both praise and criticism for endorsing same-sex civil unions. NPR's Tom Gelton reports the Pope's comments fall short of what LGBTQ advocates want, but go beyond what he has said previously.
In an interview for a new documentary film, Pope Francis said, "What we have to create is a civil union law." He noted he has stood up for civil unions before, but this goes beyond what he has said previously, and it sharply diverges from the view of Pope Benedict, his predecessor. The Human Rights Campaign, the largest LGBTQ civil rights organization in the U.S., called the Pope's comments a significant step for inclusion and acceptance. Dignity USA, representing pro-LGBTQ Catholics, also welcomed the Pope's comments, but cautioned he has yet to challenge official Catholic teachings on marriage. Tom Gelton, NPR News.
Stocks are trading lower on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow was down 98 points, the Nasdaq Composite down 31, the S&P down 7 points. This is NPR News. Public schools in Boston will revert to online learning amid a spike in the number of new coronavirus infections. In a statement, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh said new data show the city is trending in the wrong direction. Public health officials say the city's positivity rate for the virus jumped more than 1% in the last week. Environmental groups are moving ahead with a legal challenge to a Trump administration analysis of how much oil and gas drilling in the Gulf of Mexico harms endangered species. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the groups claim the assessment underestimates how many oil spills are likely and how severe they'll be.
The study, called a biological opinion, was launched after the massive 2010 BP Gulf oil spill. Yet the environmental groups say the National Marine Fisheries Service left out the possibility of another similar spill. A separate federal agency concluded that another big spill is unlikely in the next 50 years. The assessment also doesn't consider how more hurricanes due to climate change could damage oil and gas infrastructure. About 15% of U.S. crude oil production comes from the Gulf of Mexico. Endangered species there include Brutus whales, Kemp's Ridley sea turtles, and elkhorn corals. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Game 2 of the World Series gets underway tonight. The L.A. Dodgers clinch Game 1 with an 8-3 win over the Tampa Bay Rays last night. This year's World Series is being played at a neutral ballpark because of the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to NPR News in Washington.